Before we get to our next story, let's get the movie and its catchphrase out of the way.
Show me the money!
That's Tom Cruise playing a fictional hotshot sports agent in the 1996 film Jerry Maguire, which is based on a character partly inspired by real-life sports agent Lee Steinberg. Steinberg was once at the top of his game, but recent events and an addiction have seen him struggling to regain his form. Saul Gonzalez of KCRW in Santa Monica has the story.
I don't think a day's gone by since 1998 where someone hasn't said, can you say, show me the money to me, or they say, show me the money. The fact that it's happened 10,000 times before, it still shows people are interested.
At the height of his career in the 80s and 90s, lots of people were interested in Lee Steinberg, especially a who's who of professional athletes who sought out his representation in high-stakes negotiations with team management and corporate sponsors. Steinberg, who started as an agent right after graduating from UC Berkeley Law School in the 70s, became especially known for representing the NFL's top players.
Back in the day, it was Ken O'Brien and Tony Eason and Kenny Easley, and then Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Warren Moon, Ben Roethlisberger. I would go to games, and one Super Bowl, all six quarterbacks in the game, both sides, were my clients.
Steinberg represented the number one pick in the NFL draft a record eight times.
He is one of the fascinating stories. He is certainly one of the most successful people in the business over the years.
Ken Shropshire teaches sports law at the Wharton School of Business and is the co-author of the book, The Business of Sports Agents. He says Steinberg got clients and attention because he was very different from so many other sports agents of the time. Boyish, clean-cut, and with a reputation for honesty.
He was around in the days when you had agents that were successful because they had fur coats and Rolls Royces, and that they were pretty brazenly paying athletes to allow them to represent him. That was not the space that Lee traveled in.
Steinberg says professional athletes liked him because beyond making them lots of money in contracts, he could see beyond their machismo.
It's sitting down with him in a quiet way, peeling back the layers of the onion so that he'll finally show his greatest hopes and dreams and biggest fears and anxieties. Men don't share easily. It's understanding that person, not generically as a player, but who he is.
For decades, things went very, very well for Steinberg, with the sports agent reportedly negotiating $2 billion worth of contract deals for his clients. And then the sports business golden boy had a very long and hard fall.
My father died a long, lingering death of cancer, and he was really the rock in my life. My two kids were diagnosed with incurable eye disease. We lost a home due to flooding and had to demolish it. And ultimately, I got divorced, and I felt at that point like my world had come apart. I felt like Gulliver on the beach, tethered down, and Lilliputians sticking forks into me.
He turned to the vodka bottle for comfort, becoming an alcoholic and getting arrested for DUI and public drunkenness in 2007 and 2008. Steinberg, through a series of bad business deals, also lost his sports agency and agent's license, which he partially blames on the booze.
I didn't lose clients over alcohol. I just walked away from it. I was still highly productive at work, but there were not as many days at work.
Now, after more than 1,400 days of being clean and sober, Steinberg is trying to rebuild his life and reclaim his place in the sports business pantheon. Steinberg's got his agent's license back. He has a new sports agency backed by investors from Texas. And he has projects ranging from a new autobiography to plans for a television reality show. When he's not talking to the media, Steinberg is talking to potential clients, trying to convince them that he's banished his demons and can represent them effectively.
I'm completely open and transparent about what happened to me, how I reacted to it. Absolutely, these are close relationships. Now, it would be hard for someone in the sports area to not know what I've been through because it's been so public.
The athlete representation business, though, has changed during Steinberg's years-long absence from the scene, with giant talent agencies like CAA and IMG controlling more and more of the market, and athletes packaged more and more like pop stars. However, Steinberg says he's not intimidated about diving back in, because, he says, he has little left to lose.
At 64, I'm starting over again, at a point where a lot of my friends are retiring. But I really don't cherish the concept of gardening in the backyard. I've had 4 years off, 4 years of stored energy, excitement, vision, and the projects are flooding in here.
We don't know how much business Steinberg is really juggling, but he has signed people like former Southern Methodist University quarterback Garrett Gilbert as new clients. As he attempts to bounce back, Steinberg says he's once again ready for people to, well, you know the line.
Show me the money!
For Only a Game, I'm Saul Gonzalez.
Only a Game is produced by Karen Given and Doug Trabu. Our technical director is James Trout. We had help this week from Martin Kessler and Paul Vitkus. Our intern is Zoe Sobel, and our senior producer is Gary Wallach. To learn more about Kostya Kennedy's new book about Pete Rose, please hustle over to onlyagame.org. Our final word this week is from Charlie Pierce, who suggests a new cheer for FC Barcelona.
No!
Was that Lionel Simpson? I'm Bill Littlefield. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week.
Support comes from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. The Pew Charitable Trusts, driven by the power of knowledge to solve today's most challenging problems at pewtrusts.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, helping people build measurably better lives on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR.